Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Thank you so much, Dave. It's 10 minutes after 7 o'clock, and as you know, I've spent a lot of time on the couch.
You are on the couch.
I am on the couch, and when someone goes on vacation, Diane Newman, who's the executive producer of these shows, calls me and says, Bob.
Yep.
Get off the couch.
The time has come.
The time has come. Get off the couch and come in. But since I do spend a lot of time on the couch watching a lot of TV and movies, I notice different things.
Yes, you do, and you share your observations.
Well, here's one thing I noticed. I don't care what city it is. I don't care if it's New York City, Chicago, Los Angeles, in the middle of afternoon traffic. You go downtown, and I don't care where you are, what building you're going to, you can always find a parking space right in front of the building. You notice that? There's no cars parked. The spot right in front of the building is waiting for you.
Yeah, but can you take it?
Of course you can take it.
Really?
I notice in all these movies that if a guy has got to go down to the Trump Towers, or a guy has to go to the Empire State Building, he's got a business meeting or something.
Yeah, he just pulls right
up. Just pulls right on up.
Yeah, no, in the movies.
In the movies and TV shows. Watch it. Watch next time you see them.
Okay.
They're always there. Okay?
I love these observations from the sofa. From the couch.
The couch. From the couch. Thank you, Dave.
All right.
Let me get caught up on a couple of text messages. I've got a couple of text messages on our last guest that we talked to, Lad Everett. He's the director of communication for the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence. He called this Orlando shooter, and I made a decision. I'm not going to mention his name. I'm not going to mention his first name. I'm just going to call him the Nut. Okay. This text message says he referred to that Nut as a good guy with a gun. Did I miss something? Yes, you did miss something. He was being sarcastic. What he was saying is the fact that the gun laws, the background checks, are so sorry that this guy passed the background check and he was able to get a permit to get these guns. And that, so he was saying, according to the background checks and according to what he had to go through to get a gun, he was one of the good guys that he could carry a gun. So that's what we're talking about there. Now, we're also talking about the situation in Orlando. I mean, another tragedy in Orlando this morning when an alligator carried off a 2-year-old boy. Now, Disney is basically saying there were no swimming signs. And I made a point earlier this morning that I thought that in a situation like that, if they truly knew the fact that the waters were dangerous, that there were gators, I felt that it should be more than no swimming signs up. And I have a text message on that. Playing in a foot of water is not swimming. I agree with that 100%. Playing in the water, walking in a foot of water, to me, that is not swimming. And I would have thought, and you know that this is going to be a big, big deal, I would think that Disney would have a lot of responsibility here, that there should have been signs that said there were gators. If I were a parent, if it said no swimming, I would let my kid walk into a foot of water. But if it said gators, I'm saying you can't go near the water. All right, 13 after 7 o'clock, we'll take a break, and then we'll come back with your phone calls at 504-260-1870. And I'm Bob Mitchell in for Tommy Tucker this morning. 17 minutes after 7 o'clock, one of the things we are talking about this morning is another story out of Orlando. Orlando has had a bad week. An alligator drags a 2-year-old child into the water at a Disney resort. Here's a text on that. Why would you allow a 2-year-old to walk in a lagoon that you have no idea what's under the water? Could be holes, debris, snakes. It doesn't mean, no swimming does not mean you can wade in the water. You can't go in waist high. Again, as far as I know, and there's so many of the facts we just don't know, I'm just responding to my gut and what I feel at the moment. The early reports that I read said the child was only walking in 1 foot of water. Let's go to Zeke. Zeke, you have a little bit more on this story?
I listened. I was just watching the television and more. Good morning.
Good morning.
So much. I miss you at night. I can't tell you when you went off the air at night. I actually was convulsing. I was like, what happened to my Bob? I miss my Bob, because my husband would hear me laughing in the tub, and he'd go, what was that all about? And I said, I'm listening to Bob Mitchell, so I just want to let you know.
Wait,
I'm a big fan.
You and I were in the tub together? Is that what
totally,
you're saying?
Totally. Every night.
Wow, man.
Because you were on when I was getting ready to go to bed. But anyway. So I do miss you. I think you're wonderful, and
you always
made me laugh, and it was such a pleasure. I just think you're wonderful.
So, well, thank you. It's so much fun for me to take and do this fill-in work, because, like I said, I'm semi-retired. I spent a lot of time on the couch, and many a times it's great to do these fill-in shifts. I love it so much.
Oh, well, we miss you, and we're thrilled to have you. So
thank you.
Anytime, please come back.
All right.
You're such a pleasure. But I wanted to just mention, I was telling the gentleman that answered the phone that I just heard on the news that this little guy was in the water at 9:30 at night, and he's only 2 years old, and he was in a foot of water. That to me is a bit much. Like my son said, my son's 35, but he just said, Mom, when we stayed at the Grand Floridian once, and he said, Mom, you wouldn't have let me go near that. I said, no joke.
It's a beautiful hotel.
It absolutely is. And the thing is, you know, we're going to have this debate again. It's sort of like the debate we had about the gorilla, the incident with the little boy. It's going to happen again, because who's culpable? I mean, would you have let a 2-year-old go in the water at night? No.
If I guess the only thing I'm saying, okay, it happened at night. I guess it could have happened in the day.
Yeah.
As a parent, I probably would have said, okay, if you want to walk in the water now, I would have been holding his hand. Okay, I don't think I'd have turned him loose on his own. And you know how it is with parents. Oh, Daddy, can I get in the water? Can I get in the water? And a lot of times you just cave in. I think that from a legal standpoint, if Disney knew there were gators in that thing, they probably should have posted more signs on that.
Yeah, they probably should. So. I mean, it's just a terrible loss.
Can you imagine as a parent witnessing something like that?
No, it would be so devastating. I'd be still hysterical. You wouldn't be able to calm me down. You know that. I'm a mom. But anyway, when I did hear about it, and they show it, and it's at night, and I remember that place because I remember walking to the restaurant and all that kind of stuff. I don't think I would have let a baby, literally this guy's still got to be in diapers, go in the water alone. So just my two cents.
All right.
And I'm so thrilled to talk to you. It's my first time ever talking to you.
Well,
and
thank you.
Just keep up the great work. We miss you, and you're always a pleasure. And
All right.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
I miss my time in the tub with at night, okay?
I know. My husband used to ask me when I come to bed, what was it all about? And I'd tell him, you know, and we'd start laughing together. So.
All right. Well, thank you so much. All right. God bless
you.
All right. What a wonderful, wonderful call. Y'all listeners are just so incredible and always so kind to me. Even the ones who text me and say, you're an idiot. Bring Tommy back. You know, don't let him go on vacation. All right, it's 22 minutes after 7 o'clock. We'll take a quick traffic break, and then we'll come back more on And I'm Bob Mitchell in for Tommy Tucker. It's 7:25. Talking about a couple of things this morning. One of the things about a new CBS poll release is 57% of us, 50% of Americans want laws covering gun sales should be more strict. And also a ban on assault weapons. We're also talking about the situation in Florida where an alligator drags a child into the water at Disney Resort in Orlando. There was a no swimming sign, but does no swimming mean no walking in the water? I don't know. Family was from Nebraska. This is a text message. They probably never imagined an alligator in the water. And here's one that says, it's bad parenting. Lack of common sense and stupidity. People are stupid. Just in Disney in November and would not let my kid near the pond water. I told my children that during the day you're the hunter. At night, you are the hunted. Let's go to Michael. Michael, thank you for calling WWL this morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. And yourself?
Getting ready for a hot day. High today, 92.
Yeah, I'm in New Orleans. I'm ready for it. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, except that I did something real stupid. For a couple of years now, my wife has been telling me, get another key for your car because I only have one. And and over the weekend, in fact, last night, my daughter came over and she needed some air in her tire. I went in my car, got my tire gauge, put my keys on the seat. It's coming. Closed the door, and it locked automatically. Now I've got my keys in my car, and I guess I'll have to call one of these pop-a-lock people. No idea how to get them out.
Hey, listen, come look at my truck and see the marks on my window from me jimmying my keys several times. I can relate.
And you know when I'm going to get I told you so eventually out of this.
Absolutely. That's being married 18 years, I have plenty of them.
Well, I've got you. I'm about double that on you.
All right.
You wanted to make a comment about the situation in Florida, correct?
Yeah, I did. I let enjoy your show first of all, but I just wanted to. I'm trying to find out where the accountability factor is going to come in. It's like parents leaving their kids locked in the car and saying it was a mistake. Anybody, at least in my opinion, across this country, would understand that Florida is famous for two things, pythons and alligators. I mean, it's a fact that Florida is flooded with them. So to let your kids anywhere near a body of water outside of a swimming pool is a death trap, in my opinion. Serious. I mean, if you have stuff putting up signs in parking lot saying, warning, do not leave your kids locked in a car, I mean, we can't blame you for this. We have to. I mean, I'm not blaming the parents. God knows they're going through enough, but you have to be accountable for your kids. Florida is flooded with that.
But if you came from, I don't know whether it was a tongue-in-cheek comment or whether it's true, according to the text message I got, that the people are from Nebraska and they might not be looking for gators. Listen, on a situation like that, there's a lot of blame to go around, but the most important thing is, can you imagine what those parents are feeling? I mean, it's one thing to lose a child, but to actually watch your child carried off by a gator. I can't even imagine that.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I say no blame to go around. This poor father. I know as a father, I have 8 children, and I'm concerned. I'm the hero. I'm Superman. If I can't rescue my children from danger, it would haunt me for the rest of my life. So my heart and prayers goes out to this man and his wife. It's just unimaginable.
And you said you had 8 children.
8 children and 8 grandchildren.
You ever find out what caused those 8 children? Listen, I'm actually at the point where I have a couple of great grandchildren.
Oh my goodness! Yeah. Man, God bless you, man. If I can live, I'll take. That's a blessing. That's a big blessing.
Yeah, the Christmas list just getting longer and longer. You know.
Well, man, it's gonna give a lot of wisdom about you. Really enjoy your show. Love when you feel that.
Thank you, Michael. All right, before we go to news, let's do the 7:30 stretch. Oh, come on, stretch with me. Oh, that feels so good. All right, it's news time on WWL with David Blake. And it's 7:38. You know, David, you guys and the listeners always make me feel so welcome when I get off the couch and come in and do these fill-in shows. Always.
Well, we need you.
You know, but again, being on the couch does have its advantages.
Yes, it does.
I pick up things from time to time, and if you don't believe me, next time you're watching TV, a movie on...
Okay. I'm writing this down now. This is an observation, right?
An observation. Things I've learned from the couch. Now, let's say you have an acquaintance, a friend, and for some reason they're in the news. Maybe they have been suspicious of embezzlement or fraud or something like that, but for some reason they're in the news, okay? Or a story about them is in the news. And they come and visit you.
Oh.
TV's turned off. And you say, guess what they're saying about you on the news? Punch the TV on, and immediately the story is always right there. First story.
Yeah, it is, usually.
Right, always. Right.
Always there.
Just so happened to time it where you turn the TV on and the story's there. I've noticed that in movie after movie.
They walk in the room and turn on the TV, and there it is.
There it is.
We're looking for 4 inmates who have escaped. Yeah, it's like right there.
That's it. That's another thing I've learned from the couch.
You're really getting an education at this stage.
Well, that's all I have time to do now.
Yeah, gotcha.
The couch and Bluebell ice cream.
That's a good combo.
All right. Thank you, Dave. All right. We are taking your phone calls at 504-260-1870. One of the things we are talking about, do you want, and this happens every time we go through something like this. Hillary Clinton has called for a return ban for assault weapons. Donald Trump says that if more people had been carrying guns, even in the Orlando club, things would not have been as bad. So are you for more gun control laws? 57% of Americans say they want stricter laws. They want to get rid of assault weapons. What do you think? 504-260-1870. Bob Mitchell in for Tommy Tucker, 20 minutes before 8 o'clock. And I'm Bob Mitchell in for Tommy Tucker this morning. Tommy's on vacation. It's 7:45, and we're going to talk right now to CBS News correspondent Peter King in Orlando. Peter, it's cool talking to you this morning.
Bob, it's good to talk to you too. Thanks.
Boy, Orlando has had just one thing after another happen there.
Whew. Well, this is certainly the worst week in this city's history. It's certainly, I've lived here for more than 20 years. We've never had anything quite like this.
All right, I guess the top of the news right now, as far as what happened in the nightclub shooting, is the wife. The wife has come forth and said that she knew about what was going on. She knew he was planning to do it. She went with him to case the club a couple of times. Went with him to get the ammunition. Where does she fit in legally with this?
Yeah, that's a good question. I know the charges are being considered, but the investigation is still going on. And, law enforcement, federal investigators, they want to know, okay, what did you know? When did you know it? And did you reach out to warn anybody that this was going to happen? And, you know, those are all important questions that have to be answered before they decide on whether or not she faces charges.
Now, I was watching last night, and I find that so many correspondents, I don't know if you're one, but so many correspondents now are former attorneys. And I'm
not a former
you're
attorney.
You're not, okay.
But my father was an attorney.
Well, I heard one of the correspondents who claimed to be an attorney said that technically, if you know about a crime and you don't report it, that's not against the law. That doesn't make sense to me.
Not being an attorney, I can't give you an intelligent comment on that. Other than, it doesn't make sense to me either. But the law is the law.
And what they said was the fact that, especially being the wife, that she really didn't have to tell anyone. But so many of these people, again, what you read on the internet, and sometimes what you see with some of these talking heads, you're not always getting 100% of the truth.
Well, the hard part in these stories is separating the fact from fiction, and everybody's got an opinion. My job is to deal with facts, so, I'm not going there.
Now, do they have any contacts? I know they said he went to Saudi Arabia a couple of times. I've decided I'm not going to mention his name. He went to Saudi Arabia a couple of times. Have they been able to confirm yet? Was that a direct link to what he was doing?
Not that we know of.
Well, getting back to the wife, do you know, is she being totally cooperative with the FBI?
Yeah, our sources are telling us that that she's been very cooperative, very forthcoming, very helpful, and that certainly will mean a lot to the investigation going forward.
Has it gone to a grand jury yet?
Not that I'm aware of.
Well, Peter, I appreciate you taking time. I know you're very, very busy this morning. Anything that I did not ask you that we should know about?
Well, there are a few things that you might be interested in. Number one, the county medical examiner has completed all the autopsies, and the remains are now being released to families. The city and county are cooperating on a victim's assistance center, which is going to be at the stadium that most people know as the Citrus Bowl. They just changed the name of that, and it's going to provide they'll have people there to provide legal help, funeral help, transportation, counseling, and not just for the families, but for first responders and anybody else who has a connection with this. The city has offered free burial plots in a beautiful cemetery that we have here, and many churches and funeral homes or many churches have offered their facilities for funerals. The state is kicking in money to help pay for funerals. There are a number of funds that people can contribute to if they want to help the victims. It's a beautiful effort to watch what's going on after this horrific incident.
Everybody been identified?
I believe so, yes.
Thank you so much, Peter.
Thank you.
All right, that is CBS correspondent Peter King in Orlando. He has a very, very busy schedule this morning, so I greatly appreciate him giving us a call. All right, let me get to a couple of text messages. A lot of people are talking about what went on in Orlando. Happened actually last night, where an alligator came and grabbed a two-year-old child and dragged it into the water. And, you know, the parents witnessed it. The father tried to take and save the child, but to no avail. And there's been a lot of back-and-forth thoughts on who is responsible here. And of course, you know, parents have the ultimate responsibility. And the only point I've made in this situation, I had a no swimming sign. I think that if they knew that they might have been some gators there, then I quite frankly think that that should have been posted. So a couple of text messages on that in regards to the caller saying, why was the child up at 9:30 in Disney? Disney is a very expensive vacation. From what I understand, the family was watching the fireworks from the beach at the resort. The fireworks are a special event at Disney. We shouldn't be so quickly to judge the parents who are probably trying to get the most for their money. And here's another one. Look at the Google Maps. It's a beach with chairs and everything. For crying out loud, nothing to do with bad parenting. Let's see. Okay, 504-260-1870. On another subject, prayers for the same subject, rather, prayers for the family. But if Disney had signs up for every possible thing, you couldn't see the parks for sign. I know. I just think there is a difference. It's just me, just my thought. I think it's a difference between putting no swimming or beware of alligators. As a parent, when I had young childs, when I had young children, we went to Disney World, and I would allow them to walk along the beach. Now, I would be holding their hands. Even though the sign said no swimming, I would allow them to walk along the beach and put their feet in the water, because to me, that's not swimming. So I would have hoped that if Disney was aware that there were alligators, you know, that they would have had warning alligator signs. Okay, if you want to make a comment on that, or we're also talking about what's going on between the Republicans and the Democrats. Hillary Clinton says we should ban assault weapons. Donald Trump pretty much thinks that more people should have assault weapons. He said if people had guns inside the club, it would not have turned out that way. If you were in that situation, like the approximate 300 people in Orlando, would you pull your gun and start shooting, or would you do like I would do? I would run. And it just seems to me, with that many people in such a closed environment, a concentrated environment, who would you know is the bad guy? And the guy that got the gun, and I'm not going to say his name, all right? The guy that got the gun, it's amazing. He passed background checks. So he had the gun legally. All right, 7:52, 8 minutes before 8 o'clock. Let's take a traffic check right now, and then we'll come back on WWL.
When I'm elected, I will suspend immigration from areas of the world where there is a proven history of terrorism against the United States, Europe, or our allies, until we fully understand how to end these threats.
That's Donald Trump's solution to trying to stop all this terrorism. Do you agree with them? Now, what he said, and, you know, I don't know who I'm for. I mean, I'm neither for Trump nor for Hillary at this point. But so many reports have been that he wants to ban all Muslims from coming into the country. Jordy, can you play that? Can you play that clip again? I want you to listen to exactly what he's saying here.
When I'm elected, I will suspend immigration from areas of the world where there is a proven history of terrorism against the United States, Europe, or our allies, until we fully understand how to end these threats.
He also added, I'm not sure whether it was in that same speech, that he wanted to take and stop immigrants from coming in from these countries that absolutely, totally disrespect women. Is he right? Would that be a thing to do? In other words, countries that have been connected to terrorism, to our country, the United States, and our allies, keep them from coming in for a while until we can figure out how to perfectly vet them before they enter into our country. I looked up, just for the heck of it, a couple of things on Sharia law, and I've only got a few seconds to read you a few. A man can divorce his wife, but a woman needs her husband's consent to divorce. A man can beat his wife for insubordination. So do we want immigrants like that coming to our country if that's what they believe? We'll talk about it next hour, and I'd love your thoughts on it at 504-260-1870.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.